Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Well, good Tuesday, everybody. We think we're going out live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m., well, you know, about 14 minutes after 2 p.m., on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after the same time after, you know what fucking time it is. If you're listening live, if it isn't the time that it is now, I've totally fucked
you
up.
You know what time it is.
I'm all discombobulated. We
you
had
know what time it
connection
is.
Issues, and I had to like nuke the station and restart. So thank you all for your patience.
Yay.
We love you a long time. Thanks
right.
for joining us on the social media at Crab Diving. During the show, we check our Twitter. At CRABDIVING, and then we also have a Facebook page, and occasionally we put shit on the Instagram. And thank you also for buying shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the web page, and we get a little commissione every time you use that for your purchase. It
yes,
cost you fuck all.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Bezos.
Right. Thank you, Jeff Bezos,
yeah, very
for providing
kind.
Tube socks to me for nothing very whenever I need them, even though him. The guy delivering my tube socks has to shit in a diaper because he has to get my tube socks to me in 10 minutes or whatever the fuck it is.
I hope those vans are air conditioned.
I think they are.
No air conditioning for you.
Well, I don't know. Whatever they want.
So yeah, we were having some technical difficulties, but I think maybe it's working now, but we shall see. Regardless, we shall record as a podcast.
Yeah.
So that our beloved podcast listeners.
We love you.
Can listen.
We love you. Go home.
Have a good life.
What did he say to them when he was trying to get the people to go home on January 6th?
We understand like, something.
We understand. We understand.
Never before has something, has an election been stolen like this, but we understand. Go home. You made your point.
Go home. You made your point. You tried to. I mean, yeah. they had to shoot someone because they were coming in to the, they were trying to kill Congress.
No, she was spreading patriotism.
Oh, that's too. Right.
She was trying to chase down Nancy so she could
they built
shake her
gallows
hand
and for the vice president.
Have a word with her.
Right. They planned.
They did build a gallows.
Hang Mike Pence, though. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Right.
But we love
Mike
you.
Pence, whose tongue will never lose the Trump anus-shaped imprint.
That's right. Go
Yet,
home.
They fucked him.
Take care of yourself. We understand. We understand. That's the craziest thing he's ever said. We understand that you had to storm the Capitol and beat some policemen to death. We understand. We understand this for some reason. Holy shit.
Afghans brace for Taliban regime, says the HuffPo. Leader returns after a decade.
Yay. Not yay. This
Taliban spokesman promised today that the insurgents who overran Afghanistan in recent days would respect women's rights.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure. And would not exact revenge, seeking to calm a wary population and skeptical world powers.
How horrific. It really is just fucking horrific.
In his first news conference, Zabihullah Mujahid.
Damn.
Zabihullah Mujahid.
Yes.
Who had been a shadowy figure for years, doubled down on the Taliban's efforts to convince the world that it has changed from the group that imposed a brutal rule on the country in the 90s. That's not us anymore.
I mean, I
don't worry. It's not us.
We're not like that. We're not going to do anything like that. It's fine.
Mujahid promised the Taliban would honor women's rights, but within the norms of Islamic law. So there you go.
What does that mean?
Burqas for everybody. You get burqas beaten. You can't around, work. He said the group wanted private media to, quote, remain independent, but stressed the journalists should not work against national values.
Damn. That's why everybody's in hiding. Right. How horrible, man. I mean, they 20 years of.
He alleged that they will secure Afghanistan, but seek no revenge against those who worked with the former government or with foreign government or forces. So the translators that are worried, don't worry. Right. Don't worry. You worked with the Americans. No big deal.
Did we make it worse or better? I don't know.
You know, I mean.
So what happens? We roll in the next place we roll in. Everybody's going to be like, oh, I can't wait to help the Americans. Jeez. Very good. I mean, who would want to?
Well, yeah. I mean, the question of should we have been there in the first place is a really excellent one. We wanted to get Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And we kind of knew that Pakistan was hiding him. I don't know why we got our dicks into Afghanistan.
I don't know. You know who's in Kabul covering this?
Richard Spencer, I'm sure.
No, Richard Engel. Richard Spencer is a fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you brought that up just one more time. I think it was great that that guy got punched back in whenever. Remember when he got hit and we were all like, I don't know how to feel about Nazis getting punched. Well,
okay. Well, that sucker punched.
They're Nazis.
Yell Nazi a millisecond before you hit him.
A second. A little fascist, a little second. Get ready.
We assure you nobody will go to their doors to ask why they helped, he said.
Following
a blitz across Afghanistan. I've been living in Florida too long. Following a blitz across Afghanistan.
What does that mean?
Across?
People say that here. It's done across over there. It's done across Afghanistan.
That saw many cities fall to the insurgents without a fight. The Taliban. That's how Obama pronounced it. Taliban. Yeah,
right. That's probably the right way, too, I would think.
Yeah, have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than when they last ruled. Earlier, a member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission, Enamullah Samangani, promised amnesty and encouraged women to join the government.
Oh, yes. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we believe that.
Join the government. I think people I don't know what it is like. Is this Sharia law we're talking about?
I guess.
Sharia motherfucking law up in the house. It's like,
I don't know if there's Sunni or Shia, to be honest with you.
I don't know a lot about it, but I would say try to avoid that.
Many Afghans remain skeptical. Older generations remember the Taliban's ultra-conservative Islamic views, which included severe restrictions on women, as well as public stonings, and it's not with weed, and amputations.
Jesus!
Before they were ousted by the U.S.-led invasion following the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks.
Why, excuse me, why do we live on such a nightmarish hellscape of a fucking planet? This shit, amputations, stonings. What is happening? It's been like that, though. We've always been violent. How horrible.
Kabul remained quiet for another day as the Taliban patrolled the streets and many residents stayed home, remained fearful after the insurgents' takeover.
But they're
saw
saying,
prisons emptied and armories looted.
But
many women have expressed dread that the two-decade Western experiment to expand their rights and remake Afghanistan would not survive the resurgent Taliban.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Boy, that's horrible. Did you see the pictures of the people on the plane?
Oh, hanging up the C-130 or whatever, yeah.
This is crazy.
Yep. And gosh, I can't imagine why people are comparing it to Saigon.
Because they were flying people out on helicopters. Well, just like
right.
Because it's just like it. And
we had no business being
there. But we're still holding the airport, right? Didn't Biden put more troops send like a few thousand troops to secure the airport so they could fly more people out or something.
Yeah, I don't have that here, but man. Hopefully.
Right. It sucks, man.
Let's see if it says airport. This is a really long story.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Afghanistan?
I've not, sadly.
I haven't.
Meanwhile, Kabul's international airport, the only way out for many, reopened to military evacuation flights under watch of American troops. All flights were suspended on Monday when thousands of people rushed the airport, desperate to leave the country. In shocking scenes captured on video, some clung to a plane as it took off and then fell to their deaths. God. At least 7 people died in chaos at the airport. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul now operating at the airport.
Damn, not a good sign.
Urged Americans to register online for evacuations, but don't come to the airport before being contacted.
How are they?
Wait, does everybody have internet access?
How are people getting Kabul to the airport, though?
Oh, right.
And is the Taliban surrounding the fucking airport? How long can... I guess you can hold the airport as long as you can keep flying in troops. I don't know.
By late Tuesday, the Taliban entered the civilian half of the airport, firing into the air to drive out 500 people there.
Wait, they're in the airport. I thought
the civilian half, but the military half has been taken over by the Americans.
Okay, good. We now own half the airport. Shit.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg blamed the swift collapse of the country on the failure of Afghan leadership.
Well.
But he added that the alliance must also uncover flaws in its effort to train the Afghan military.
Yeah. How are you supposed to do that, though? Because aren't these Taliban guys have been fighting, like, for fucking ever, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Train a bunch of people to fight, like, these elite guys that run around the mountains shooting each other? And fuck, I mean, what are you supposed to do? That sounds crazy.
Discussions focused on how a Taliban-dominated government would operate given the changes in Afghanistan over the last 20 years, rather than just dividing up who controlled what ministries. So they're hoping it's not going to be like a, you know, turn into some tribal thing where they're just the warlords taking over certain areas.
Yeah, I bet it kind of goes back to that. I mean, why wouldn't it? I mean, but you're saying the Taliban is going to use the existing infrastructure or the government to run it.
Well, that's what the talks are.
The talks between who?
Between the government there, the Afghan government.
Oh, and the Taliban.
Right. They didn't like line everybody up and shoot him.
What? Well, yes, nice. They're doing talks. I mean, why are they? Yeah. I mean, what's the leverage of the?
Well, they know the UN owns... they're playing on the whole international stage again, that things may be different.
Right.
But they able to go to school too.
We kicked them out once. So we could do it again.
That's true.
The Drudge Report probably has. Shock and awe, Taliban style.
Right.
Al Qaeda mocks the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Okay.
The Taliban says it will not allow Al Qaeda to operate in the country. Analysts say that's not the case.
We might.
Taliban is changing its public image to improve its legitimacy. It's making overtures to China to attract more investment into Afghanistan.
You think there's affordable apartments over there in Afghanistan to rent, like in Kabul?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I bet you can get like a 3-bedroom for nothing over there right now. With a pool, you know, maybe a house or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe. Who are you?
Well, I don't know. Me?
No.
Why not?
An American?
Yeah, but I would go over there to do comedy.
I see. And the Taliban love, they're known for their
you guys okay
senses of humor.
Come here, let me throw some rocks at you. They actually do that. It's horrible.
So those are the...
But they're not going to do that anymore, right? This is the new Taliban.
We don't
kinder,
believe
gentler
them.
Right, because they're lying.
One would suggest that that's probably the case.
I think Richard Engel said something like the arrogance of their, I don't know, like Sharia law or something won't allow them to be progressive or something like that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
they just aren't progressive on stuff. It's just not, that's right. Just not the vibe of the religion.
Well,
right?
If he says women will have rights within Islamic law, well,
yeah, well, oh boy,
they believe they did back in the 90s when they were raping,
oh my God,
and doing female genital mutilation.
Oh, Jesus, what is wrong with the humans? Oh my God, you're canceled. God.
Thoughts and prayers going out to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has tested positive for the coronavirus.
I mean, that's not funny, but he's the guy. But to be fair, he went out. He did the right thing. He said, listen, Texas, you got to wear a mask. Right. He did that.
No.
OK. He said, hey, listen, Texas, you guys need to go out and get vaccinated. He did that. Right.
He suggested it.
He suggested
it. Yeah, but said there will be no mandates and
what
no
was he like?
And no passports or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. How does the governor of a state that's just awash in pandemic is like, you know, if I were you, I'd think about getting the vaccine.
He did get the vaccine, though.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay. Good, Greg.
He does.
You fuck.
He is in a wheelchair, so okay. I'm assuming he has pre-existing conditions, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
He is in constant communication with his staff, agency heads. The governor will isolate at the governor's mansion and
Yay.
Continue to test daily.
Right.
He's receiving Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
Hell yeah.
Wow. I wish we could all get the tens of thousands of dollar
right.
expense of that treatment.
I want adamantium. That's what I want. Straight in my veins. That would be wonderful.
He actually got his.
What man, is it? Is are these
I was,
a special?
I was scratching her back, and I felt her burp start down there.
these are antibodies, right? That do the magic shit that saved like Schittler, right?
Well, yeah, they pumped him and Rudy too, full of them when they got
we,
sick.
We wasted those. I mean, we used those on Rudy. Yes. Good. Why don't we come on? This is a fictitious argument, but
I don't know if alcohol kills. Monoclonal antibodies are done.
Is it bad of me to say that using this on Rudy is a waste? It's a waste of those. I mean, and they're better people, and I mean that in the nicest way possible than Rudy.
Well, I mean you know that's I mean. How it works in this country.
Boy, sad.
The rich and powerful.
Yay.
So yeah, Governor Greg Abbott. Testing.
Good job, buddy.
Positive.
Well, you didn't want you don't want anybody to wear masks and shit, motherfucker. Was he vaccinated? He was vaccinated.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a breakthrough. Okay, Greg. Okay.
Although he was vaccinated last December. He was vaccinated pretty early.
Okay. Well, what does that mean? That means his vaccine isn't as strong.
Well, if it's dropping off, it may have.
God, I got mine in. Fucking
April.
Jesus, is it even worth a fuck anymore?
Well,
is
yeah,
it fucking
would,
worth anything?
I would assume it is.
You would assume.
We have, well, how about a little bit of good news?
Ooh.
This is, I saw this very pleasant headline, although, you know, not where we live. This is from Spectrum News, New York.
Yeah.
The New York State Fairgrounds this year.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Marijuana use will be permitted wherever tobacco use
Damn!
Is.
Damn! That's what's
fair.
Up. Do we have that at our fair? Do we have that?
Not legally.
Why?
Because we
they
live
have it.
where the Christian Taliban are in charge.
I'm beginning to feel like we need nice things like this. Why can't we go to the fair and smoke weed? Why?
You can't. Fuck. It can't be smoked indoors or at Chevy Court or Chevy Park, but it can be smoked anywhere else that's outdoors. The fair does encourage those who smoke marijuana to be considerate to those around them.
Oh, fuck off!
I think they mean pass the joint.
Yeah. Oh, do they? Okay.
don't you?
Yeah, they mean like don't blow it in people's faces. But can I just say something to that? And also, why don't you remind the fucking drunks to be considerate too? Because they always are, right?
Well,
right.
Yeah. Well, that might
Jesus
help,
Christ. Yeah, of course,
that
yes.
That might mitigate some of the drunken
assholes. But
I
take issue with someone telling the stoners, please, Be respectful.
Right.
Fuck you. They are. It's the drunks. It's always been the drunks. Don't pretend it's not the drunks. It's always the drunks that are the problem. It's not the stoners. How dare you?
Well, I think if you're
how
in the
dare you?
If you're in the smoking area, then fuck off.
I don't like that outside, smell. Too bad.
God damn.
These, or it's New York. These, I don't like that smell.
But these drunks are everywhere. Puking on people. Being drunk.
Well, yeah.
And you know, this, they got to throw a little shade at the stoners. Be considerate. Oh, please. God.
But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice when that won't be a headline anywhere? And it'll just be like, well, duh.
Very true.
You get to go blaze up at the...
At the fair here.
At the fair.
In Pensacola. You can't blaze up at the Pensacola Fair, but you know everybody there is on spice.
I wonder how they treat the...
Perfectly.
The Jimmy Buffett concerts around here.
Oh, my God. I mean, that Jimmy Buffett is like a god in Pensacola. I mean, he's like Jesus. He really is. Jesus.
I saw him in Chicago and I forget what the name of the place was out in the boonies.
The Tweeter Center.
Outdoor. And
Tweeter Center is outdoor.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And I have never been offered more marijuana.
Oh, you went to that place. I saw the dead there.
Existence.
I saw.
Yeah, south, far south suburbs.
Irvine.
Something. Yeah, I forget what it's called, but. Not Ravinia. That's Ravinia. Else. Anyway, congrats to New York.
Yay! Good job. You get cool
awesome.
Stuff, and we don't get fucking shit. Thank you.
That's not fair. Breaking news, kind of shortly before the show here.
This just in.
I saw this pop up. This is NBC News.
Oh God, is this horrible?
The founder and administrator of an obscure website about underground infrastructure in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Saw a sudden and suspicious spike in traffic in the days before the U.S. Capitol insurrection.
Does that mean
Why are people looking at the tunnel systems?
Where were they looking
underneath Congress? Well, it's all public record.
Oh, okay. So this guy
has a website,
yeah,
that documents all the tunnels underground DC and everything.
So what? Okay, so give us the IP addresses of everyone that visited you, and we can hunt down these wackos.
And in fact, Elliot Carter, who operates the site, was so alarmed by the sharp increase that he contacted the FBI.
Oh my God.
He was worried that people were covertly seeking escape routes or entry points to the Capitol ahead of the electoral count on the 6th.
So that guy was smart enough to do something. And then, oh, my God, he did the right thing. And he called the FBI.
That concern about the web traffic to WashingtonTunnels.com eventually made its way to leadership at the U.S. Capitol Police.
Okay. And then they followed up. They were like, holy shit, they're planning something. We better have a skeleton crew here with no riot shit. That doesn't make any sense.
Carter, a longtime DC professional who once interned on Capitol Hill, created and curates the website detailing the history of underground tunnels and pipe systems in the nation's capital. The site, which has a narrow but devoted following among DC area history and city planning buffs, you know, there's people that just go like caving
under
cities and shit.
It would probably
includes maps and details of the underground
train. Not just looking at this shit on a computer. They like climb under
the
city.
All the time.
What the fuck?
New York's supposed to be crazy. You've got a couple hundred, 150 years worth of tunnels down there.
But it's underground. Sometimes. There's rats.
Yeah.
And listen,
and
man,
there's old subways that are just abandoned.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's
old
probably
lines
neat.
That are empty. And,
yeah. But, you know, the park is beautiful, too, the above-ground
tunnels
park.
That were built between buildings downtown, so...
The last time I was in New York, I sat and had ice cream in a park above ground in Central Park, and it was such a beautiful day, and it was really nice. I didn't need to go underground. Crawl
you
under
didn't
the
see,
fucking city.
You didn't see any Shelby-sized rats in Central Park.
God, who the fuck would do that? I saw so many huge rats in the subway.
That's where
in
I saw.
Chicago.
Well, or I saw my largest rat I've ever seen out in the wild. I thought it was a capybara. It was sitting on a trash bin.
You gotta go spelunking under
in
Gary,
Central
Indiana.
Park.
Oh yeah,
it was a giant.
Jesus,
I was like, that's the biggest fucking rat I've ever seen.
Ugh.
I gave it a wide berth.
People like to do fucked up shit.
It maps the underground transit rail system along with water and sewer systems.
Yay.
Carter has also included maps of the unique and heavily traveled underground tunnels on the hill, which connect the Capitol building to the House and Senate office buildings, the Library of Congress, and the Capitol Visitor Center.
Why are we letting motherfuckers just crawl under these buildings, number one? What if they fuck with them? Why are we letting people do this in the first place? This is crazy.
It's historical data and knowledge. It's out
what
there.
What the fuck? They're going to fuck with shit. Why are people wallowing around in the dirt under buildings? I don't want somebody doing that under the House or some shit.
Starting on New Year's Day, a spike in traffic included visitors nationwide. He said a deeper review of analytics from his site revealed that many of the clicks were coming from hyperlinks shared on anonymous message boards, sites, and forums named after militias or firearms or using Donald Trump's name.
Holy shit. It was these maggots.
Yeah.
These maggots figuring out what they wanted to do. Because why do we have... Okay. I'm just going to let it stand that people like to dig around underground under these horrible buildings because it's fun. Okay.
He says concerns led him to email the FBI's Washington field office. He said he did not receive a response. The tip about WashingtonTunnels.com was mentioned in the U.S. Senate Rule Committee's 2021 review of the U.S. Capitol insurrection. The committee's report said an online tip was received by the FBI National Threat Operations Center of a significant uptick and new visitors to the website WashingtonTunnels.com.
God damn.
U.S. Capitol Police said a law enforcement source alerted them, their leadership, to the spike in website traffic.
Right. Were they concerned? I mean,
As of January 6th, the USCP, New Congress, and the Capitol grounds were to be the focus of a large demonstration attracting various groups, including some encouraging violence. Based on this information, the department enhanced its security posture. That was enhanced with that intelligence. While what that intelligence didn't reveal was the large scale demonstration would become a large scale attack on the Capitol building. There was no specific credible intelligence about such an attack.
What about? So they said that evidence didn't indicate a large attack.
Right. So maybe they were watching the tunnels with small groups or just cameras
or
something.
To me, isn't that a crazy gamble? Mm-hmm. We were talking about, I mean, not to make a big deal about it or make a big fuss, but it is kind of a big deal what's going on in there. I mean, you know, because what would happen if the rioters busted through the barricades and hung Mike Pence to death? Could you imagine? God.
Carter briefly took his website offline.
Thank you.
In the wake of the insurrection, but it's back up. He said,
Good.
The site does not contain.
Back up.
It does not contain any sensitive information that is not available from other sources.
Okay.
He just puts it all in one place.
Well,
all
right. But for some reason, there was a spike at his fucking website.
Thousands of staffers and visitors use the underground tunnels on the hill on a daily basis. When the campus is open to tourists, the underground labyrinth includes small shops, a post office, credit union branches.
We're talking about a mall
offices.
Area. This isn't like
back tunnels and sewers and water. It's like pipes tunnel-y. And
like, what are these guys doing? Putting a hat on with a light in front and mole people or some shit.
Well, yeah, and there are people that live down in those.
Oh, really? No shit.
Sometimes they run across communities of people that are living in.
Well, I understand that these people are homeless, but if you're just down there because
deep in the sewers, though,
that's what you're into.
Or deep in the old rail tunnels.
Yeah. You could read about all that shit too. You don't have to go climbing around in these underground
but that's what they
fucking
do.
Tunnels like wackos.
You could read about cave diving too, but
that's a cave. That's nature. I mean, you're talking about nature. I'm going
to
go.
Everything you'll be able to do in VR. So
absolutely. I can go. And I won't smell the sewers. I can go hike the Chicago underground sewage system. Boy, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Jesus. Man, read a fucking book.
This is.
God.
From the Washington Times, not known for
that's
its.
That's the bad one.
Well, the Examiner is the worst one. The Times is crazy, but not.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, it's right wing, but not completely insane. This is, from a couple days ago. exclusive. The cyber expert on the red team hired by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Apparently there were different teams.
Yes.
With different designated colors.
Oh, I thought you were
colors.
Saying like the red team like the GOP team. No, I think
it was the red team and a blue team, and I think they were all...
We had so many teams. We even had all the way down to purple team, pink team.
We named ours Redskins.
White team. That's mine.
cyber expert on the red team hired by Mike Lindell now says that the key data underpinning the theory that China hacked the 2020 election unveiled at the cyber symposium.
Yes.
Is illegitimate.
Damn. I'm fucking shocked. What about you, Pat? Are you fucking shocked or what?
Lindell says that he has 37 terabytes of, quote, irrefutable evidence.
Yay.
That hackers, who he said were backed by China, of course.
China.
Broke into the election system and switched votes for to Biden. The proof, he said, is visible in intercepted network data or packet captures that were collected by hackers and could be unencrypted.
Package hackers.
To reveal that a cyber attack occurred and the votes were switched. But this cyber expert named Josh Merritt,
yes,
who was on the team hired by Lindell to go through the data for the symposium.
I'm Mike, Cyber Team Red, Mike Lindell, Take Back America.
Told the Washington Times that packet captures are unrecoverable in the data and that the data as provided cannot prove any incursion by China.
I'm sorry, your package is unrecoverable. Unrecoverable. Wow.
He said, so our team said, we're not going to say this is legitimate if we don't have the confidence in the information.
Oh. Well, okay. That's a fancy way of saying that you're lying or if it's bullshit, the confidence in the information, that means you don't believe it.
leading up to the seminar, Lindell had displayed a video of scrolling incomprehensible text, which he claimed were the packet captures that he received.
You know, packet captures?
Looked like the Matrix.
Does it? Yeah, that's cool.
Of his China hacking theory. The video was featured in his documentary Absolute 9-0 and was played on loop on screens throughout the convention center during the symposium. That's that one that Bannon, remember we played the clip of Bannon saying, I think once is enough for playing this 15-minute movie?
Oh, yeah.
For everyone?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Bannon tossed some shade.
Another cybersecurity expert, J. Kirk Wiebe, former senior national security agency analyst.
Kirk Wiebe
also said,
"Get in here, Kirk Wiebe."
Did not have any actual data sets.
Oh, so Kirk Wiebe is weighing in, saying this is fucking bullshit, Mike.
He said the scrolling text was likely meant to resemble what the packet captures would look like in the data set, but were not actual packet captures, which are vital to prove the claims. Several of the experts at the symposium became frustrated late into the first day with not being provided with actual packet captures.
Yeah, yeah. You're lying. We captured no packages. It was bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
Now
can we consider Mike Lindell disgraced, a liar, expelled from the GOP, never to be believed?
No,
there's no fucking credibility law in this guy. The data was illegitimate, according to Mike on Team Red, whatever the fuck that is.
Merritt said the data did not contain forensic evidence of manipulated voters.
Ooh.
We were handed a turd. I had to take that turd and turn it into a diamond.
Really a turd?
So...
You know, that's not a great... I'm sorry. That's not a great, like... Now you're not turning a turd into a diamond. You're polishing a turd. Now, if you squeeze the turd so tightly in your asshole, you could turn it to a diamond.
I don't know how much...
They're trying
in poop, but
this is a thin, this is a horrible
shit diamonds.
They're attempting to reference Ferris Bueller's Day Off in that one line about, you know,
his ass is so
Cameron's
tight,
ass is so
diamonds,
tight. It shits diamonds. And what this is just hacked them.
I see.
That's what I think.
Lindell though not happy at all.
Yes. He's upset
about this guy.
Liddell might need to be sedated at some point, don't you think? I mean, he's losing his shit.
This reporter, this thing is so packed full of lies, but like I say, we've only had time here to unpack eight of them. This is an hour and 20 minutes. Now, let's, if we go to the next one, it's, go ahead on the next one, Brandon.
Technically, what they did violates any NDA because they're asking me to cover up and lie about fraud.
So this is the cyber expert who said, yeah, I had to sign an NDA, but I think, you know, he said committing crimes is not covered by an NDA.
Right. Like, you can't lie about something and just say the NDA protects me from, like, slander. Right.
Or, well, yeah. Or, yeah. Right. The, or, you know, Trump said, commit, if he told Cohen to pay off Stormy,
right,
and that was election fraud,
yeah,
then
well, you could arrest Michael Cohen for
he was
that's right
and did time,
yeah
interestingly enough, and Trump,
yes, he's
has
like
done nothing for that.
Well, don't you think he will, though? I mean, it doesn't look good for this guy for
president. I don't think he'll ever actually do time, but he'll be charged.
And what happened was fraud.
So this is Mike Lindell going through this guy's interview point by point and trying to refute it.
Now, with this Josh, now I've talked to the red team. We have a lot of great people on the red team that I hired. This Josh, he wasn't asked to cover up anything. He was asked to look into documents and do research. That's what red teams do. Brandon, the red teams, I hired him to go, okay, I'll run it by these guys and to prove that it was from the 2020 election, which everybody says it was. Of course it was, that we put in there. Now,
it's what red teams do. Everybody knows that. Red teams do this. Okay.
Oh, God.
It's just getting crazy, Mike. You're getting nuts. You are nuts.
So
someone in Mike Lindell's family, they're not going to come out and say, listen, Mike, you did your best. It's time to pack it up. You know, you're done, buddy.
Lindell finally says, here's a bad guy that ends up on stage.
Jeez.
Of this guy. So now all of a sudden he's a bad guy.
Right.
Because he's like, we didn't find anything.
He's just saying the truth, though, Mike. I mean, the guy, if he would have found something, he'd want to. Don't you think if this is the guy, the one guy that found the voter fraud that would overturn the election, like, I don't even know what that means or what that would be. Don't you think he would be excited to share that with everybody? He'd be a hero.
I would think
he's
so,
he's preventing
yeah.
America from, you know, a false president. I don't know what they think. You know what I mean?
They're out of their fucking mind.
Crazy people. Yeah. I wish all the crazy people listen to me for a second. Calm down. I don't know. Quit being nuts.
Ooh.
Please.
It's kind of a big ask.
It is. It really is. But consider it, though. Consider it.
We do have... let's see. I've got a story here. Oh, this is speaking of crazy people.
Yay.
This one. I saw... I'm just waiting to see. We may be cutting in and out again.
Oh, God damn it. It's possibly, fucking internet.
But we're recording.
Okay, good, good.
I have... I'm sorry, 1 second. My computer's being a little twatty.
You know, climate change is so fucking crazy right now that we've got, like, electronic scooters you can rent downtown. Oh. You can use instead of drive.
Oh, they're so cool, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right.
That's but not like sit-down scooters, like...
You gotta stand up on
like
them.
You stand, yeah.
They don't make you wear helmets with them, though. There's not a helmet.
They don't make you wear helmets on motorcycles
God
in Florida.
Damn, you gotta worry about your head every now and then. I mean, you need that
motorcycles,
shit.
Motorcycles. Yeah. So this was a, you know, we've been having these awesome local school board and county board and city board commissions and all these great meetings. where all these lunatics are waddling up to the microphone to give their testimony.
Fuck you!
And where it used to be their public testimony.
Right.
Where it used to be, you know, you might get one of these assholes in every couple of meetings or something like that.
Yes.
Now that's all that's showing up.
Oh, right.
Are these anti-maskers, the anti-vaxxers, these lunatics. Listen to this one.
Okay.
I'm from Oldham Park, and I'm here for the children. There is zero evidence that COVID-19 exists in the world.
Shit.
I mean, be ready to drink a lot, because this one's going to check all of the lunatics.
Did you just say there's zero evidence
that COVID-19 exists in the world?
What world are you in? What world are you talking about? This world?
Evidence that COVID-19 exists in the world. PCR tests are recalled. This is a plandemic. Fake virus, bioweapon jab. Fake president. You will not experiment on my children. It's always been about the children.
Is this?
We know you're coming for the children. We will not comply.
This is like she gets like a minute and a half.
Is this poetry?
Comments. She's reading from her phone.
I feel like she should be snapping, and it's just like poetry. Fake virus, jab, fake.
Fake president.
Fake plandemic, fake.
Children,
hey. We
will not comply. We'll answer to God.
God, good.
People are waking up. Nothing can stop what is coming. Ugh. You vote yes, you will all be tried for crimes against humanity.
This is masking in schools.
You vote yes, you will all be tried with cards against humanity.
Crimes. Not,
crimes,
not
I'm sorry.
Not the game.
Go to grabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy that Cards Against Humanity.
It's
a fun
game.
Fucking game. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's
no humanity here, though. This person's a fucking asshole.
So if you vote yes,
to
mandate wearing masks in schools, then you will be tried for crimes against humanity.
You will be punched in the dick until death or something. What's wrong with these people? Do they... Do they just wake up in the morning and they're like, we're going to be total fucking assholes? We want to
fuck up the
planet.
I think it's built in. I don't know if they actually make that choice.
Oh. You will all be tried for crimes against humanity. Children don't disappear.
This is Jefferson County, Kansas, by
children
the way.
Children don't disappear.
800,000 children in the United States disappear.
800,000 children in the United States disappear.
100,000 children in the United States disappear. Where do they go? Human trafficking is the real pandemic. The mainstream media doesn't cover it. There's no virus. The media is the virus. The politicians, Hollywood, are all involved. Please vote no today. I'm begging you. I want you to think real hard about these children. Trump won.
I mean, so
kaboom,
Trump won. I'm thinking about the children, not wearing a mask, plandemic, the jab. I mean, do I want to be on a school board? No, because these people terrify me. I mean, so when they
and then they're getting violent because
yes,
we saw recently that one guy actually got beat up, one school board member, some mask hole met him after the meeting and beat the shit out of him.
You know, it's
like
tough
that.
Because what we do, we need people to protect us from these horrible maggots. But I don't know who that would be, because the cops, that's not their jam. Like, they're just not into that. They are the maggots, so, and they are the mask holes sometimes. So I don't know who's supposed to protect the school board from people like this, because, like, doesn't she sound dumb? She sounds radicalized.
I would say just a touch.
Smoke some weed, you dumb fuck. My God, calm down. Jesus God.
But how many people within a mile of us here
none of them
would be like, yeah, exactly what she said.
A lot. Bigly
terrifying.
Yes, the jab lies. Trump won. Snap, snap, snap.
Carrie Underwood is trending, and they're saying she's anti-vax?
No. Carrie Underwood? Since you've been gone. No, not her.
That's that's
who's that? You don't know.
She won American Idol. Kelly Clarkson.
Right. Right. Similar.
I guess she retweeted somebody, Matt Walsh, who's a right-wing dickbag, who said, "Here's my speech to the Nashville school board where I spoke out against the cruel and indefensible mask mandate."
Jesus, God.
For children. And, well, her Twitter account tweeted that.
Okay. Why would her Twitter account tweeted that? Why would they tweet that?
Oh, she liked it. And then Matt Walsh says, "Like anyone else, I'm upset and disturbed that Carrie Underwood liked one of my tweets. She should know better than to indirectly endorse the opinions of an extremist and scoundrel such as myself. Her lack of judgment is appalling. I demand she renounce me and apologize."
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, he's a right big dickbag.
God, what a bunch of assholes. Hey, Carrie Underwood, why don't you encourage your fans to get vaccinated and act like people?
This guy says, "It's not just that Carrie Underwood liked an anti-mask tweet. It's that Carrie Underwood liked an anti-mask tweet from Matt Walsh, one of the most negligently histrionic voices on the topic of protecting kids from COVID."
God.
So, I mean, it could be like one of her PR people thought they were still in their own account and liked it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, a lot of these, because it's her official right. Carrie Underwood account.
I'd be firing motherfuckers, I guess. I mean,
so
I guess
I'm just waiting for...
It really could be a mistake.
I'm waiting for her to say...
But why does Matt Walsh's feed show up in her official Twitter? But why would it?
Well, you're right.
Does she follow Matt Walsh?
I mean, she's probably got a lot of Christians and shit.
But does she follow Matt Walsh? I mean,
bye-bye.
I mean, you're right. It's not necessarily her account.
Mike's wife, Isaiah, and Jacob's mom, also mom to fur babies, Ace, Penny Jean, and Zero, blessed and grateful.
Okay.
The official Twitter account for Carrie Underwood.
Right.
Says the bio.
Cool. Good job, Carrie.
And she liked
Matt Walsh's tweet. God damn, I mean, like...
And Twitter is losing its mind.
Jesus Christ, of course! God. We just want to get... You know what we all want? We want to get through the pandemic. And I think the way to do that is for Carrie Underwood to not like that tweet, maybe. Because it legitimizes the bullshit, doesn't it? Is that the problem?
August 13th to 16th poll.
Ooh.
From Axios Ipsos.
Right.
Percentage of adults supporting mandatory masking in schools.
Yes.
Would you like to hear the overall percentage? Or Democrat, Independent, or Republicans?
Well, okay, Democrat is like 85.
92.
Okay. Independents? Oh, that's a toughie. Well, either you're for... Okay. Independence, 65.
Oh, excellent. 67.
Damn! Republicans? Oh, God. I'm going to say, like, you know.
What?
27.
More.
35?
44. But nonetheless, still
underwater. That's amazing. I mean, that's not good news. That is not good news.
Well, but overall, 69%.
Ooh.
So more than 2/3 of the country says we should have mandatory masking in school.
Right, right. How many thirds of the country believe that Trump is president still?
Like 25% of Republicans, which is 23% of the population or something like that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a small percentage.
23% of the population, of our population, they think Trump is still president.
No, 23% of 23%.
Oh, okay.
So believe Trump is still president.
That's bizarre. I gotcha. Jeez. Calm down, you fuckers. You lost.
Let's see.
Get your vaccine, you dumb fucks.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And I bet everybody listening to our show has their vaccine, right?
I would assume so.
I mean, come on.
Well, I think we might be back on the air.
Yay, we're back.
Thanks to those few that are trickling back in. Thank we you. Apologize
yeah, it's like, it's,
for the stream going up and down. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do about it right now.
Right. This is technology that sucks. It's we're getting fucked by the internet software.
The elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We do have COVID still going on. I understand.
In what way? Like, it's still, are we still in a pandemic? Or as What's Your Face says, it's a pandemic. God.
The latest is that the USA will likely recommend booster shots.
Yes.
As early as tomorrow, U.S. health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of the vaccine for all Americans 8 months after they get their second shot, according to two people who spoke to the Associated Press.
Okay.
December.
Okay.
That means for those of us that got our shots in April.
Right. Congratulations, we're getting another one. It's a long time. God, just go ahead. And people that are immunosuppressed get it early, right? I mean, they should.
They're already recommended.
Oh, that's for that. Good.
Last week, U.S. health officials recommended boosters for some people with weakened immune systems, yes, such as cancer patients or organ transplant recipients. The shots are expanded as expected to other Americans. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, other older people. Some experts have expressed concern that a new campaign calling for boosters could muddle the public health message and undercut the continuing drive to win over the tens of millions who are hesitant to get even their first shot.
You know,
why would I get it if it doesn't work?
This is where you just have to hire some. Is there someone that could put together, put this out there and explain it in a way that's effective? And then you just have to tell people the truth. It's like, you know what? There's so much virus out there because nobody's doing anything to mitigate it. We have a fuck ton of virus. We have a fuck ton of mutations. So that's why you need a booster. Grow up.
Lawrence Gostin, public health specialist, Georgetown University, said calling for third doses could discourage people who had been skeptical of the shot's effectiveness in the first place.
Why?
Quote, we have to really make sure that while we're spending a lot of time and effort on third doses, that we don't undermine our campaign for first vaccinations. That's truly the existential crisis in the United States.
No, it's...
is people not getting vaccinated.
Who doesn't understand that, though? I get... you don't... nobody understands the concept of a fucking booster shot. I mean, I don't... I know it's an extra thing I need to beat it, but I'm going to get it because it's what the fucking doctor said, you know?
If they think that chips are being inserted into them...
Yes.
Or that the vaccines are going to alter their DNA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all over the
place. Or some whatever list of crazy bullshit that they believe.
Are they magnetic? Are you magnetic? It's like we're living in the Middle Ages in a third world toilet country where, like, the internet kind of works and, you know?
And other countries are worried. They're still trying to get first doses.
Yeah. So, but
and they think that the Americans, the rich Americans and Europeans are going to suck up all the booster
doses. Of
course.
Hell yes. I mean, that's exactly what will happen. Why are we monsters? How do humans be less monsters?
Jen Psaki says the question of whether to distribute boosters or help other nations is a false choice. We can do both. She said the U.S. is far and away the biggest contributor to the global fight against COVID-19 and will continue to be the arsenal for vaccines to the
Yay.
World. We also have enough supply, and we have long planned for enough supply should a booster be needed for the eligible population.
Well, long planned since when? Since Trump went away? I mean, you know. God.
The more than 198 million Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine.
Yes, that's
about
correct.
70% of those who are eligible. Just under 60% of Americans 12 and older are fully vaccinated.
Wow. Okay. We're going to beat this thing, right? Come on.
Well, I mean, come on, define man. Beat?
I don't know. No, we're not. I don't know.
So the COVID news, not the most spectacular.
bet you guys are glad you voted for Trump rather than Hillary. I guess Hillary would have handled it so much worse. It would have been worse. Do you think the pandemic would have been worse with Hillary?
No.
Okay. But it would have been whatever, and people would have lost their shit and voted for Trump. Because he would say some bullshit like, I'm going to get the real vaccine to you. And
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, some wonderful people are out there making fake coronavirus vaccination cards.
Oh, really?
Those that are unvaccinated and don't want to be can fake their way into restaurants.
Nice, guys.
And places and infect us all.
Yay! Everybody's fucking killing it, man.
Bundles of counterfeit COVID vaccine cards printed with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention logo were shipped from Shenzhen, China to recipients all around the United States as some Yay. Unvaccinated people try to evade restrictions that provide proof of the shot to enter right. bars, schools, public spaces.
Yes.
The border and customs officials say that agents have seized thousands of fake vaccination cards passing through Memphis, a shipping hub, it says.
Nice.
Agents there can confiscate 121 packages filled with over 3,000 fake vaccine cards.
Wow. God. You know what's easier than getting
the forms had errors, including misspellings, unfinished words, and incorrect Spanish translations.
You can go online right now and make an appointment to get a fucking vaccination.
That's what this guy says. They're free and everywhere, literally.
I think it's harder to lay your hands on like a real quality fake vaccination card, you fucks. God, what a...
The AP found online accounts selling sham cards priced between $25 to $200.
Get the shots free, though. And then they give you one. Think about it like that. The shot is free, and then they give you one. Jesus.
People are getting in trouble, though. Sunday, police arrested two travelers in Honolulu after the father and son duo used fake COVID vaccination cards to evade travel restrictions to and fly from California to Hawaii.
You fuckheads.
Without having been vaccinated.
Oh, you're going to give everybody in Hawaii the fucking corona.
Last
you fucks.
Month, two travelers were fined nearly 16,000.
Hey.
16,000. Nearly 16,000 each.
Ooh.
After they submitted fake vaccine documentation to cross the Canadian border.
God.
On a flight to Toronto.
Hey, you think you're getting around the Canadians? Fuck that. They're going to be outsmarted by a bunch of fucking, I don't know. Who's doing this? What type of person?
Assholes.
Yeah.
That's not true. Only are they mask holes, but they're an anti-vaxxer holes.
Yeah.
But they're evil criminals, too, by printing this fake documentation. Stand up for be proud. Be a proud anti-vaxxer. Deal with the consequences.
I think these
assholes.
These might be people doing a little capitalism here. They're like, well, here's a need. A bunch of wackos that don't want to get the vaccine because they think.
Oh, you mean the people printing them?
The
oh,
chip,
of course. Yeah.
Chipping
their
urethra, man. They're,
the people printing them probably are fully vaccinated.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and,
yeah. How horrible, man. Jesus. There's other ways to make money, I think. I think you don't need this. And, I don't know. But don't we want to be done with corona?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be nice. There is a story that I saw at, was The Guardian.
Hello, Governor.
That there's, you know, a little bit of battle going on in country music right now because
really,
you know, a lot of the country music are people are right wing Jesus-y.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And probably anti-mask, anti-vax.
Stop my flag, I'll eat your ass.
It's a story over at The Guardian says, we aren't all dumb hillbillies, how COVID caused a rift in country music.
Well, biggest country music star on the planet, Dolly Parton, was on TV getting vaccinated. Boom.
And so she helped develop the vaccine.
Yes!
That's literally, she gave millions to help, or a million to help develop the vaccine.
I mean, make the argument that there's not a bigger living country music star. I don't think you can. I don't know. Willie Nelson.
It says country stars such as Jason Isbell.
I don't know. Who's that?
Have received backlash for insisting on safety at their concerts.
Oh, my God. They're being safe. They don't want to be in a super spreader event. That's it.
He says that Grammy winning independent alt country artist.
Yes.
Has announced that proof of COVID vaccine or negative test is mandatory for his show.
Okay.
If venues don't comply, he's vowed not to play.
Damn. Good for him.
Which led to one show being canceled and relocated.
So, wow, that's... what venue just wouldn't say, okay, yeah.
Some owned by some Trumpist asshole said, we're not going to mandate masks in my facility.
But then you don't get that show. Don't you want that show, dumb fucks? All you got to do is wear a mask or, you know, show your passport, I guess.
Since his announcement, he's retweeted and rebuked numerous naysayers on Twitter who've called him everything from an extreme leftist piece of shit
to a
rich elitist who is excluding marginalized fans. We're marginalized because we won't get the vaccine.
You know, marginalized fans, if you guys get through this pandemic without getting corona or dying or whatever, it is because the people that you say are marginalizing you are doing things to fight the virus. And it'll go away eventually, right?
Well, yeah, or get worse.
Okay, well, then my point is bullshit.
Kill us all.
I'll just stop this point as garbage. Fuck y'all. Get your shots, you fucks. Please. God damn it. Why are you so stupid?
Ugh. They say a lot of acts that, you know, aren't as big as this guy are screwed. They can't.
Yeah.
You know, they can't. They don't have the power to force places to.
You know, it's not an ideal time to be doing super huge concerts, you know.
There's more than one kind of country singer. If everybody outside our community learns we aren't all big dumb hillbillies, and that'll be a nice side effect to all this.
It's funny.
I just want everyone to be safe, he said.
Yeah, wow. Wow, what a concept. Isn't that the basis? Isn't that in the Bible or it's not in the Bible? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck if it's in the Bible? But shouldn't
what in the Bible?
Be safe. Doesn't Jesus say that? I want everybody to be safe. Now crucify me.
I don't know.
Be safe.
Ow.
What do you think? I don't know. Jesus is just not giving a shit about this one. He's sitting it out.
Oh, it looks like people are...
Clearly.
People are actually wishing thoughts and prayers to Governor Abbott because they're realizing that Dan Patrick would take over if Greg Abbott...
He's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to do anything. I love it. It's like the South. I understand that the South, all they do is just elect these horrible Krakens to run things. But at some point, there needs to be adults that step in and protect us from these people. Isn't there a mechanism? Didn't in Michigan, the Republicans use this emergency manager thing? Can't we get one? Our governor doesn't even want people to wear masks. And we're in an emergency.
An emergency manager for the whole state.
Yes!
You want Biden to appoint an emergency manager.
That's what the Republicans did. Well, right. That's what the Republicans did in Michigan.
Right.
For what?
It's bullshit.
Yeah, but this isn't, though. The Republicans are mismanaging this pandemic so poorly, plus there's a sex scandal enveloping the whole Republican Party in Florida, and it's about underage trafficking underage girls. At what point are we like, okay, guys, let's wait till the next election? They are straight up monsters. I am calling for an emergency motherfucking manager now.
For an adult to come
fucking
run the state?
Please. Are we not worth it? Send an adult. Jeez. Somebody with a computer and a spreadsheet. We need that to run this state. Fuck.
Meanwhile, a witness has come forward that apparently saw the brutal Antifa attack upon Mike Lindell.
Oh, yes.
The other night.
How about a reach around, Mikey?
And the witness says he saw no reason for Lindell to claim he was attacked.
Mike lied. Oh, my God.
Lindell told Associated Press his encounter with a man seeking a photo him doubled over in pain. He said he filed a report of an assault with Sioux Falls Police Department and is conducting his own investigation into how the photo seeker could have shoved an object between his ribs.
His own investigation? Who the fuck does Mike Lindell fucking think? He's a guy that makes fucking pillows. That's fucking it. He doesn't have... How are you doing your own investigation, fuckhead?
However...
You're pillow maker!
The conference attendee who was taking the actual photo, Jeff Buongiorno, said there was no attack.
Oh, okay.
Buongiorno, a Republican congressional candidate here in Florida, said he and two other conference attendees were shooting the breeze at the hotel bar late Wednesday when they spotted Lindell making his way through the lobby. They approached him and asked if they could take a photo with him.
Okay.
As Buongiorno finished taking the photos, another man Buongiorno did not know approached the group, asked if he too could have a photo.
Right.
He offered to take the picture. Buongiorno offered to take the picture with the man's phone. Lindell's account of the incident matched much of Buongiorno's description, except that Lindell said the second man wrapped his arm around him and shoved an object into his side.
Okay. What, a lava lamp?
He pointed to a photo that showed the man had a yellow object in his hands.
A banana. You got bananaed, Mike!
Lindell said, it happened pretty fast, but the guy knew what he was doing. One of the worst attacks on me I'd ever had.
He knew how to handle that banana, and he penetrated me. What was the yellow thing? Like a?
It says it appeared, however, that Lindell waited till Thursday to file a police report.
Well, you got to decompress after you get bananaed in public and you're screaming and carrying on. And you know what I mean? You need some me time.
Lindell then told conservative talk show Flashpoint that he believed the man used his finger. But this week he also said he was checked by medics for puncture wounds.
He punctured me with his finger.
But Buongiorno said nothing he saw could be described in any way as an attack that could leave Lindell in pain.
That's not fair.
He said Lindell showed no indication anything was amiss as he just walked to the glass elevator and went up to the sixth floor.
They used a finger on him. Is that true?
Lindell defended his account, saying Buongiorno could not have seen the assault from where he was standing to take the photo of the assault.
He
left him doubled over in pain, he says.
I tell you, I think somebody used their finger a little too harshly upon you, Mike. I think you're delusional.
Oh, he doubled over in pain as soon as the elevator door closed, he said, because he didn't want to escalate the situation.
Right. He was holding it in until that moment.
Oh, my God.
But they used... Listen, he's like, God, I'm doubled over. They used the finger, and I don't feel good. He's in pain. He's carrying on. He's upset. How does he... I wonder when he decided to fake it or to say that he was attacked. This is weird. Isn't it weird?
I mean, do you think in his own mind he... believes it? Like, the guy maybe hugged him too a little roughly, and that was...
I don't know. Is it... What's weird?
Poke me in the side.
This is a weird story. Is this weirder than the Four Seasons with Rudy or not? It's not, really. Well, I mean, Rudy, why did you end up at the Four Seasons?
That's a bizarre story, motherfucker.
I mean, I am still not fucking satisfied with why that went down. Why?
I can't help you.
I
wish I knew.
This is weird. This is weird.
If anybody knows and wants to give Crab Diving the exclusive, turn us into Drudge.
Mike, I just if there's footage, if anybody got footage of this person using their finger on Mike, please send it to info@crabdiving.com. Well,
the story we just read took a picture of it.
Yeah, but he didn't get it from the right angle.
Oh,
he
apparently missed the
didn't
the,
see the finger.
The yellow actually. Shank that the guy somehow he got into Lindell's pillowy side.
He, you know, and Mike is like, man, this guy assaulted me. I lied about it. I'm stressed out.
When I get home, I'm going to lay my head on my fucking pillow I've made.
Why is a guy from the betting industry in every episode of this fucking show? God, I mean, it's like...
because he's fucking hilarious.
I mean, like, I'm not... Why are we putting him in on the show? Not that. How does he manage to be so relevant politically? He's so stupid. I don't know.
Even Trump didn't want him around. And remember the Republican governor's conference kicked him out?
I think the problem is anyone with any type of following that is pushing this nonsense is relevant because they're dangerous. And if he had a hand in the planning of January 6th, isn't that a problem? I mean, I know he's a pillow guy and everybody loves him, but
hand in planning January 6th. I think he's too dumb for that.
Be really.
I think he was busy going down the Dominion hole.
Yeah, probably. He's just so upset. This guy assaulted him and he doesn't know what to do about it.
The Taliban has taken over Afghanistan because of the stolen election. It's just that clear. And if you voted for Biden or helped in any way, you're an enemy combatant of the United States.
Thank you.
I guess I'm an enemy combatant of the United States,
same
according
girl.
To Josh
oh,
Bernstein.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you want, Josh? Are people supposed to come get us and take us to the city square, throw tomatoes and rocks and beat us, and then I don't know, then what?
You're an enemy combatant of the United States. You're my enemy for sure.
Ooh, yeah.
And you're the enemy of millions of supporters of President Trump.
Ooh.
Which means, ultimately, that you are responsible for what is happening in the United States of America.
Okay.
Not
sorry.
I. Our hands are clean. Because we did the right thing. We voted for President Trump, who won the election. You are the ones that stole it from us. And we will never stop fighting.
Jesus.
We will never stop trying to overturn this election, even if it kills
Here
us.
We go.
And that is what you folks don't understand on the left. That's what you...
Oh, my God, you dick. See, are we, like, sliding into, like, some... So, like, we're going to kind of exist with a significant swath of people
Not
that
a
believe.
Significant swath.
Right. 23% of 23%.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not a lot.
Right.
I mean, it's enough to be concerned about.
Well, sure.
I mean, what do? We keep an eye on these guys.
Yeah.
So they don't pull a fucking.
Yeah, I think the FBI is undercover in a lot of
okay,
these
FBI.
Militias. And,
are you
and...
fuckers looking into this shit? Because a lot of these guys
sound
nuts.
I think there will be. Unfortunately, I think there will be violence. I mean. I can't imagine with guys like this dickhead stirring up these militia lunatics, you're going to get lone wolf lunatics and you're going to get, some of these assholes who think, oh, we're going to kidnap the governor or some shit.
And what are they going to do? Like, you're going to get another, what's the next lock her up phrase, you know, and all these guys just go on like Teespring or something. And they sell T-shirts with that logo on it.
Right.
It kills us. And that is what you folks don't understand on the left. That's what you don't understand in Washington. That's what you don't understand at the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Injustice. The resolve of the American patriots.
Wow, that is...
He's basically saying, fuck your laws, fuck your elections. If we don't win, we're going to start shooting. That's exactly what that scumbag is saying.
Of the American patriots. Gosh. Boy, okay, well, I don't know what to say. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? You're going to do this forever, motherfucker? God, are you going to get bored, disinterested? If you weren't talking
it's
about...
It's not just
about... I'm so sorry. I don't know if Josh is listening to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Josh Bernstein?
Yeah,
Spotter,
Stitcher, the podcasting app, motherfucker. Listen, if you weren't talking about this big lie, what would you be talking about? What would you be into?
you know, hating Biden.
Yeah, you're right.
And immigrants and this, black this people is just and gay as good people.
As anything for him.
Deanna Lorraine.
Okay.
It's not just about the color of the skin, and you know that. It's about creating a giant melting pot that erodes our values, that erodes our American traditions. And
jeez. So Deanna's upset about the census that came out and said
yes.
that we're brownifying.
It sounds like Deanna Lorraine is taking a stroll through white supremacyville.
Our values.
What do you mean by that?
Those brown people are attacking our values.
Jeez, that, you know, Deanna, that sounds racist.
Hmm.
It really does.
It's not just about the color of the skin, and you know that. It's about creating a giant melting pot that erodes our values, that erodes our American traditions, and erodes our way of life. They want to create this melting pot and remove any loyalty to our country, loyalty to America. And they know as well as we know that it's not going to work. We need that loyalty and oath to America. That sense of nationalism and pride is very important. But pretty soon, again, we're going to be looking around and white people are going to be the minority here.
Oh, my God.
I think she roots at the wrong parts of Sound of Music. And I think she's super sad with the Von Trapp's escape across yeah. the Alps. She's sad.
Right.
God. I didn't know, Deanna, I didn't realize you were this much of a fucking Nazi.
Well, she is on the Stu Peters show.
Now, oh, that's so true. She's... What does she mean, though? She's like, our values.
Well, you're right.
She's white, is that what she means?
Yes.
You're racist. Yes.
White, Christian, straight.
Yeah. Okay. Just melting pot shit. Fuck this.
I have no doubt. I made up my mind. Donald J. Trump won that election. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not the legitimate president and vice president of the United States.
Michelle Bachmann.
Michelle Bachmann.
Damn, what do I win?
I can name that nut job in 5 seconds.
God damn.
There's no way that Trump won the election.
Yay.
Not the legitimate president and vice president of the United States. It was the most corrupt election in United States history. Every state has to be audited. All machines should be eliminated because it's proved that they're hooked up to the internet. And
none of them are hooked up to the internet. That's the whole point.
It's proof they're hooked up to the internet. Is she from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
It's proof that they're... Can you do that? I can't do a good Minnesota.
It's proof that they're all hooked up to the internet. Don't you know?
Stop it.
Michelle Bachmann.
Kielbasa.
It's proved that they're hooked up to the internet and can be dealt with. Paper ballots have to be the norm from here on out. The Democrat Party can no longer be trusted to run the big city elections and thereby steal the national and the statewide races. President Trump won re-election. There's no doubt. And so...
This is a big auditorium she's speaking to, like a whole lot of old white people. It's, I'm sure, some horrible Christian conference.
What is her call to action?
I don't know.
And so it's a delusion that we're all being told that we have to pare it back to the powers that be, that Biden and Harris are the legitimate administration when they aren't.
Okay, well, we're paring it back. What does that mean? How are you paring it back at Vile Experience? Are you paring it back because, you know?
I mean, I guess. It's Shelby, a delusion.
Shelby, are you paring it back? Are you paring it back?
There's no doubt.
God.
According to Michelle Bachmann.
And so what then? What do I do? Am I supposed to go crazy about it? Light my hair on fire? I mean, it's a lie, but what do you want your lunatic followers to do about it? What is she asking
exactly.
them?
And at one point, is this, I mean, it's freedom of speech, I guess.
Yeah.
But even in other countries that are civilized Western countries, that kind of shit might get you into trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Saying there's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
There's no doubt that he won the election.
What a fucking mess.
This. Is I think we've played this guy before, Eric Metaxas. He's a you know, right wing dickbag. He's a little higher up though. He might have actual like regular radio show. I gotta look him up. But He listen to this poor guy, right. Poor Eric Metaxas.
I'm at the ski slopes. I'm skiing obviously without a mask, okay? And I ski all the way down right onto the lift, right? A young guy, you know, tall guy, maybe 24 years old, is like, "Sir, you got to put on your mask." And like I'm getting on the lift by myself, right? And I looked at him, I said, "You've got to be kidding." You know, like I'm a lot older. I'm more than twice his age. So I'm like, "You got to be kidding." I didn't say punk, but it was implied.
Oh, whoa. The seats are wet.
Why are they loving this?
Number one New York Times best-selling author, Eric Metaxas, American Christian author.
God, he's killing it. He's killing it. His crowd loves him.
Speaker and conservative radio host.
Morons, listen to me. He's not funny. This isn't interesting. You've been conditioned to like shit, and now you're wallowing it. You're wallowing in it. You're disgusting. This isn't funny. You find this funny? Listen
no.
to those laughs. God, fuck this guy. Fuck these people laughing. God.
Like I'm a lot older. I'm more than twice his age. So I'm like, "You got to be kidding." I didn't say punk, but it was implied.
It's not funny.
And here's where it gets serious. He stopped the lift.
Okay.
In other words, how did it happen in Germany that these young brown shirts would behave like that?
Oh, my fucking God.
And I was astonished because I thought, this is how it happened.
A white guy is having his lift ride interrupted, and now we're in
momentarily
camp, correct?
Momentarily interrupted is equal to what the Nazis did to the Jews in
Germany. You know what? I think the main story at Salon right now is about like how Biden has to deal with a bunch of fucking children. A bunch of fucking children that can't do anything. This guy is a fucking child. Somebody tells him, who gives a fuck, dude? This guy, if they tell you to wear a mask on the ski lift, do it. These people are working at this ski resort during a pandemic, putting themselves in danger so fuckheads like you can ride the bunny hills down a fucking mountain. You don't want to put your mask on? What's wrong with this guy? You're a fuckhead. he's killing it. These people love him. And I hate that. I hate it. You hear them laughing at him? Is he Elvis or some fucking shit?
Yeah. I don't know where. I don't have any more information on where that was at.
Some shithole. Eric Metaxas is in town. Let me go out there and squirt all over the place about it. I never heard of the fucking guy if it weren't for this show.
So now this is crazy.
Yes.
Because now you remember at the symposium.
Right.
We mentioned that also at the symposium was True News.
Okay. Okay.
Rick Wiles's joint.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm aware.
And it was a big shit show.
Yes.
The True News, for some reason, Mike Lindell. It says Lindell reacted to the fiasco by spreading new conspiracy theories, alleging that left-wing reporters working with Antifa activists sabotaged his event.
Left-wing reporters working with Antifa activists.
Going so far as to accuse True News of being an Antifa front group.
Is it?
Funded by Media Matters. This is Mike Lindell.
Is that true, though? God, that would be amazing. I mean, it's not. Gosh.
This is Right Wing Watch. It says, True News, anti-vaccine, anti-Semitic, end times conspiracy theory network.
It's a lot on that business card.
Was among the media organizations granted credentials to cover Lindell's event.
Yay.
True News was so sympathetic to Lindell's claims of massive voter fraud, the network sent two correspondents to broadcast from the symposium and stream the event live on its website for 3 days.
Okay. Okay. Jesus.
The Lindell said on Frank's speech yesterday.
On Frank's speech. God damn, this guy's fucking nuts.
I have a report from our counterintelligence on the people that were there. Antifa individuals were working with True News, which is a fake news site established by Media Matters for America.
Oh my God. This guy's nuts. Media Matters for America.
But
it's so boring to view the world like realistic. Like, this is a lot more exciting than reality. Do you know what I mean? This is. Well, that's what they like.
Here is True News.
Okay.
And Rick Wiles.
He must be losing it.
Talking about this. And I think they play Lindell's comments.
Oh, my God.
This is from Right Wing Watch. This go donate to them. They do good shit.
He went on his Frank speech platform and he made another statement about True News.
Yes, this is one where he actually says he does know who True News is, an organization. He says it's a fake news outlet. Oh.
Did you hear Rick?
Oh, pourquoi?
Somebody, I think Rick's got the vapors.
Jeez,
Someone's got to help him out there.
Get Rick a chair and a glass of water.
That was Third Banana, by the way, announcing this segment.
News outlet.
Jeez.
We might be able to tie him back here to Antifa. We're looking into that. All these media guys that were there, that were letting people in with their media badges and using masks to disguise themselves, like Zach started wearing a mask, I think, on the second day. These guys, we're gonna bring it. It's all going to come out. This True News, which is a fake news outlet, we have Zach on video with all these people. We have an intelligence, counterintelligence team that was there.
Hold on a second, Mike. You got Team Red counting the fucking votes. I don't know. We have an intelligence team and a counterintelligence team. It's my pillow,
it's
motherfucker.
It's a very complicated
Jesus Christ
operation.
Yeah, you got to make those pillows. I got a counterintelligence team on.
All of them. I have a report from our counterintelligence and the people that were there. They've given me this report, and this will be ready by tonight. Antifa, on our counterintelligence, Antifa, individuals were working with True News, which is a fake news site established by Media Matters for America. We believe Zachary Patrizo from Salon was involved. We've got them all on tape colluding with masks on. There were people there that said they were from Fox News, but we believe those were also infiltrators because Fox News was not there. But when you use masks, Brandon, to get into things, I mean, bad people, just like you go back to the riots across America, they're using masks now to do bad things.
Now, remember, this is Rick Wiles playing this.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hey, I got to say this, Edward. I am the first person to be accused of being both a white nationalist and an Antifa domestic terrorist.
Oh, boy.
I pulled it off. How about that?
You did it, Rick.
You should get an award.
White nationalist.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, this is pretty entertaining. I mean, it's
left-wing Antifa domestic terrorist.
That is so bonkers what I just heard.
I really is sad. Mr. Lindell, I don't know one person at Media Matters. And if they're funding us, their checks are late. They're about 22 years late because I've had to get on my knees and pray every day and for the funds to come in from donations from people around the world. And Antifa, no, we didn't smuggle any Antifa people in. That just didn't happen.
You didn't smuggle any Antifa people in? Are you sure?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Right Wing Watch also made fun of, remember, I saw the video, but didn't have any audio. It was the two True News people interviewing someone, but they only had one microphone. So the True News person was passing a microphone around three different people.
Yeah. You think Media Matters, since they were funding this Antifa organization, True News, maybe buy them a few more microphones. That would be nice, right? God, you guys are so cheap. This is great.
So Right Wing Watch said, True News had the funds to send a team to South Dakota to cover Lindell's cyber symposium, but not enough money to get everyone their own microphone.
Yeah, God.
And then True News retweeted that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And said, if Media Matters, oh, wait, if Media Matters is a secret financier of True News, we would have had two microphones at Michael and Dell's event. And Right Wing Watch says, okay, this is genuinely funny.
It's good.
That's kind of funny. We'll give that, yeah, we'll give Rick, props, yeah, to whoever did that.
Asshole. That's a good episode.
No one single Antifa member.
So, Rick, where's all this coming from?
Somebody's feeding Mr. Lindell a lot of bad information, and I think he should wise up and take a look at who he has surrounded himself with, and whether somebody has gotten inside his group and they are now turning him into a clown.
Yeah, you know, destroying his own credibility.
Yes, they're destroying his
turning. Destroying. That happened months ago.
He's destroying his credibility. I mean, I don't even know what he's doing right now. He just sounds insane.
I'm talking to my counterintelligence team.
Someone assaulted him with a finger and a banana.
Him into a clown.
Yeah, you know, destroying his own credibility.
Yes, they're destroying his credibility. Though?
Okay, so he has this big, you know, show to show truth, right? Mm-hmm. Just that statement alone about disparaging us,
yes,
just neglects all that stuff that he might have been true, because that is blatant lies what he's saying. I mean, it's just
neglected. It negates it.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Not that it matters. Does it matter?
That discredits him.
But he said that he's got counterintelligence team that is giving him this report.
Is that Mossad?
There we go.
Oh, my God, you're so...
Oh, man, what a scumbag.
God, I mean, this motherfucker can be anti-Semitic.
Is that the Jews?
Is anyone faster at anti-Semitism? I mean, he's quick on the draw. Is that Mossad? Bam!
But he said that he's got counterintelligence team that is giving him this report.
Is that Mossad? Dirty Dershowitz?
Somebody is feeding him information.
So he's so wrong
joke didn't land real well.
I gotta tell you,
Dirty Dershowitz.
Yeah, you know, it's like who gives a fuck about Rick Wiles? But obviously, someone does.
He's got enough money to send people to North Dakota.
Is Rick Wiles being maligned?
Wait,
I don't know.
Well, rightfully maligned. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Was it Mossad?
Oh, hey, so quick.
Us, right, on that intel report. What about the other stuff he's trying to feed the American people about the election?
So that's what it's doing to me. Now I'm in the story. How in the world did I get in the Mike Lindell story?
You didn't even go. You were working all last week. And so
didn't go to what?
What was Rick Wiles doing that he couldn't go to the symposium?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, something anti-Semitic.
if his sources of information are so faulty that he accuses True News of being a Media Matters puppet.
Funded by
Media Matters. And then we smuggle Antifa terrorists into meetings. If his information is that faulty, then I can't trust anything Mike Lindell says.
Right.
And I've been one guy here.
In what world? I mean, if you can't trust Mike Lindell, is your worldview shattered? Imagine. I'm sorry, Rick. You could no longer trust the great Mike Lindell pillow czar.
But who could have predicted that suddenly, I mean, like Rick Wiles, I'm agreeing with Rick Wiles. Who could have predicted that he suddenly is tied in with the Mike Lindell storm?
Don't you want to know why did Mike Lindell mention Rick Wiles?
Well, he knows they were there. He probably didn't recognize who True News was or something like that.
Mike Lindell really thinks True News is an Antifa cover, but why? Because
his counterintelligence people told him.
Can we get a look at that? It seems I'm rather interested, you know? I mean, aren't you? I mean, I want to know what's the counterintel? I mean, it's bullshit, of course.
Into meetings. If his information is that faulty, then I can't trust anything Mike Lindell says.
Right.
And I've been one guy here through this whole thing that has said, let's hear him out. Let's not attack him. Let's give the man a fair chance.
Because it's about you. So those other times, you didn't care when he was saying bullshit effect that affected other people. Right. You motherfucker.
Rick Wiles' church is in Vero Beach, Florida.
God damn right, Pat. Present
his information.
That's why we sent our team out.
Yes, that's why we sent Edward and Lard. But now, I wouldn't waste a dime on anything Mike Lindell says.
And this.
There you go.
Sorry, Mike. You lost Rick Wiles.
Lost Rick Wiles.
That's a huge thing for Mike. I mean, that's a big faction of support to lose. You lost the guys at True News and Antifa, apparently. That's pretty good. That's good. Nice segment, Rick. You anti-Semitic fuckhead. I mean, you know.
We do have a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Listen to Crab Diving on Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Mr. Lindell's wild accusations against True News are reckless and defamatory. His team is feeding him inaccurate information about us. We are demanding that Mr. Lindell immediately retract his accusations and apologize to True News. This is our last request from Mike Lindell to do the right thing. Admit he made a terrible mistake, retract his defamatory accusations, and publicly apologize to True News.
Oh, well, that's okay.
One more thing, Mr. Lindell.
One more thing. What do you think that one more thing might be?
I think that's going to be a sum of money, Pat.
What sum of money do you think Rick Wiles will be seeking for recompense for his good name being sullied and dragged through the mud?
69 mil. Well, now I think my real guess would be, well, I mean, does he think that his name is like they're doing to him like what they did to the voting machine people? I mean, $3 million. I
don't Mr. Lindell, your public apology should come with a $1 million check.
Oh, my God. $1 million.
Not stop saying it, or we're going to sue you for $1 million. He wants $1 million now for the damage already done. He wants an apology, a retraction, and $1 million.
Rick, listen to me. Mike Lindell don't have it. He's getting sued for everything. Exactly. I'm sorry. You are not going to get that money.
Should come with a $1 million check, a donation to True News to compensate for the damage you have done to us with your wild, reckless accusations.
You know, I think these right-wing nut job podcasts are getting out of hand. They think they're so serious. I mean, are you siding with Rick Wiles on this? Do you think Mike Lindell owes him $1 million?
No, I mean, he's right. He's not backed by Media Matters.
Is he?
And Antifa.
Why shouldn't they get a chance to prove it?
Prove they're not.
I don't know. God, that's crazy. That's a good movie.
Oh, God.
That's a good movie. I'd watch that fucking movie.
What a saga.
Yay. Oh, yeah. I would watch.
Of batshittery.
Wouldn't you watch that? I mean,
we are.
The thing is, it's. Listen, Rick or Mike Lindell, here's the thing. It's what you imagine or whoever your counterintelligence people are giving you bad intel. No one has that kind of coordination. I mean, is it true? Is Rick Wiles playing a part and he's really working for George Soros?
No.
And they're having meetings? I mean.
Oh, and all the anti-Semitic shit he says is a smokescreen.
Yeah, it's a smoke every time George
it's
is
a
like
really
listen,
good smokescreen.
George is like, listen, I think this podcast episode you kind of overdid it. Okay, I know it's an act.
Rachel Maddow,
yay!
You may have heard her.
Big fan. Come on the show, Rachel. We enjoy your program. We listen to you, so come to our show. Right?
You see the reports that she's thinking of leaving after. Her contract is
why?
Up this time. She might want to go off and
do her own thing.
Like do a podcast
once a week or some
set up a
like that.
Yeah,
fuck
set
that.
Up.
Keep doing the news.
She lives in the woods somewhere. She's like, fuck it.
Do the news from the motherfucking woods. You learned you just do the woods, the news from the woods. You can do that. Right.
But in other Rachel news,
yeah.
she's, let's see, scored another court victory in a libel suit by One America News.
Oh, shit.
After an appeals court upheld the previous ruling in the case, right-wing OAN and its owner sued Maddow after she commented on a Daily Beast report.
Yes.
On the explicitly pro-Trump network's employment of a Kremlin-paid journalist. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a lower court's ruling that her statements are not actionable.
She said what was said in the Daily Beast about these motherfuckers.
She said, here's what happened, and this is what... she said, quote, "We literally learned today that the outlet the president is promoting shares staff with the Kremlin."
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, what? In this case, the most obsequiously pro-Trump right-wing news outlet in America really literally is paid Russian propaganda. Their on-air U.S. politics reporter is paid by the Russian government to produce propaganda for that government. He was like a writer for RT or something.
Yeah,
I
think I remember this. I mean, oh,
at the same time, he's still working for OAN.
Right, right. We did this story too. I mean, this is a it's
so that's what they sued her for. What I just read.
It's newsworthy, isn't it? I mean,
it was dismissed in May 2020 when a district court judge found that a reasonable viewer would not interpret Maddow's comment to mean that OAN was literally paid Russian propaganda.
Right, dumb fucks.
But it was instead her own hyperbolic take on the matter.
That's right.
The court judge said, in comparison to the undisputed facts Maddow reports, the contested statement was particularly emphatic and unfounded. Maddow went from stating that OAN employs employs a Sputnik employee to start stating that OAN reports Russian propaganda.
Yeah.
A reasonable person would understand Maddow's contested statement is an obvious exaggeration that is sandwiched between precise factual recitations of the Daily Beast article.
Okay, so she's just reporting this shit.
But OAN, get this, has to pay $250,000 in Rachel's legal fees.
Damn.
To her and MSNBC.
Oh, shit, motherfuckers. She's just reporting on what the Daily Beast reported on. She's covering the story.
You're right.
To me, the thing about this that makes me nuts, wherever the fuck she wants to live in the woods, MSNBC, here's a thought. Fucking build something right next door to her, like a mini studio, and then produce the show there. Because I remember when she was doing the show from her home during COVID, she didn't like it because she didn't have a makeup person. She said that. So hire a fucking makeup person to live in her fucking backyard and keep that show going. God.
Well, it is contract negotiation time.
Oh, okay. Then pay her! Pay her!
I'm not saying that she's suggesting... You know, she's dropping that one, but she's probably seriously considering. She's like, wait a minute, I was able to do the show. She was able to go to that local station. Where she lived, Vermont or New Hampshire or something like that. And in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
And record her show during the COVID a lot. She probably doesn't want to. She said, you know, they said the daily grind of putting on an hour long show.
Whatever.
That's produced like that. We do 2 hours a day, but
that's true.
We don't. We don't start at 6 a.m. and prepare for the show.
Part of work, but if her show goes, what are we watching then all the time? I guess Lawrence. I mean, I don't know.
Well, she'll still.
I like the other show,
but she might re-up. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
Common sense. Today we're going to look at what is appearing to be, or almost about to become, a constitutional crisis. Constitutional crisis is not unknown in our republic. We've had them. They're always very jarring. They're always very difficult. They're always very unnerving, because the Constitution should flow, we believe.
It's amazing. Quite amazing.
Always one of my favorites.
That's very good.
Favorites.
Good.
Get the fuck out of here. Sorry for the tech problems, people. Thanks for hanging in there. Those that were listening live still.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Wait.
Tomorrow's What the Fuck Wednesday.
Yeah.
Join us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application, crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. us on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a wonderful whatever, and we will be hollering at you manana, everybody.
Up Trump.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.